favor, aye. You want to go through some of the Inyanim of Sfiras HaOmer. I'm sorry that the Pesukim were not correct Pesukim, but okay. So first of all, we have in the Torah the Pesukim printed out of the wrong Pesukim. Everybody knows the Pesukim anyway. The Torah has two places of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. One is in Parshas Re'eh, one is in Parshas Emor. In Re'eh it says, Shivah Shavuos Tisper Lecha, Ma'ach Chamesh Bekama, Talch Litzvah Shivah Shavuos, V'sisach Chag Hashem Elokecha. So it says, count 7 weeks and make the Chag HaShavuos. There's no mention of days. In Parshas Emor, here the Torah says, also Shivah Shavuos Tisper, but then it says, Tispu Chamishim Yom, you should count for 49 days. So as we see in the Gemara, here in the number 5, at the bottom of the Gemara, Amabayim Mitzvah L'mimnei Yomei Mitzvah L'mimnei Shvuei. There's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks. Rabbanan Be'Ravashi Mani Yomei Mani Shvuei. The Rabbanan Ravashi, they count the days and weeks. Amema only count the days. Now, this man has said, didn't count the weeks. He said it's only a mitzvah zechel and mikdash. Because in the Torah it says, Memochus HaShabbos, Yom HaViyachem HaSomat Snufa. So there's a connection between Sfiras HaOmer and the Korban Omer and the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a question here in the Gemara. If there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Korban Omer, so perhaps the whole sphere is only a zeicha l'migdash. It's only a zeicha. It's not a real mitzvah d'oraisa. So therefore, Amemar counted the days and did not count the weeks. Okay. So I want to, the Rambam himself, in number 4, says, mitzvah saseh lisbar sheva shabbosot tamimois v'yoyim, okay, v'yoyim, Havoas HaOmer, Shneem Usfat, Mechem Emochot HaShabbos, Sheva Shabbosois, Mitzvah Limnois HaYomim Im HaShavuos, Shneem Ha, Tisbu Chamishim Yoyim. Mitchilas HaYoyim, Moim, V'gumana Balayla, Malayla, Shisha Asa B'Nissen. Shochach Lamona Balayla, Moina B'Yoyim. Ein Moina Me'ala Mumad, Moina B'Yusha B'Yotza. Mitzvah Zuhal Kol Ish Mi'Yisrael, B'Chol Mokim, B'Chol Zaman, Noshim V'Avodim, Turim Mimeno. צורך לבוח בחלל, לבוח את השם מלאכה, מה שקדושם מסווה ספן לספירס האומר, קודם שיספו, מונה ולא בירך, יוצא. ואין נכוי זה מבורך. רמב״ם, in הלכה חבייז, says that the mitzvah really is to count 7 weeks. But you count the days with the weeks. In other words, the way you count weeks is by counting even the partial, every day of the week counts towards the week. So really you're counting weeks, but you count the weeks by counting each day of the week. That's how the Rambam paskins. The mitzvah, the basic mitzvah is to count the weeks. Abai in the Gemara said, mitzvah l'mimnei yomim, mitzvah l'mimnei shvuah. The mitzvah is to count days, the mitzvah is to count weeks. So, it's a possibility that really there are two mitzvahs going on here. The Rambam seems to say there's only one mitzvah of weeks, but from the Parshas of the Gemara seems to be two separate mitzvahs. For Haraya, that Amema split it. Amema nowadays counted days without weeks. So he apparently feels that it's divisible, these mitzvahs. So if there are two mitzvahs, of weeks and so I wanted to try to explain possibly what these two mitzvahs are. Are they the same? Are they different? So really, in the Chumash, we have here the Chumash. I'm sorry that we didn't notice that, but in Chumash, says Shiva Shavuos Tisbaloch, count 7 weeks. V'siso Chag Shavuos Hashem Elokecha. That's in the Chumash Parshas Re'en. Make the Chag of Shavuos. The Chag is called Shavuos. Chag is not called Chag Hayomim, or Chag Shavuos. It's clearly in the pasuk that the 7 week count, each week by week, creates the Chag of Shavuos. There's no mention of days in Re'e. The Parshas Emor, there is Chav Gimel, and it just doesn't have a full pasuk. Here it says, the Sfat Mechem Emochos HaShabbos, Yom Aviyachem, Asom Adnu Sheva Shabbos, so it's count 7 weeks, Ad Mechos HaShabbos HaShviyas, till the end of the 7 weeks, Tisbu Chamishim Yom, the Kvapta Mincha Chadosh. There's no mention of the Chag, just the Korbanos. No mention of the Chag at the beginning. Later on, at the end of the parasha, it says, Kosem Betzem Amazem Mekukod Yeshivachem. Make a Chag. So, the emphasis here is Sphira of the Yomim, with not much of a connection to the Chag. So, we could suggest the following, that there's one mitzvah to count the weeks, and through counting the weeks, to create Chag Shavuos. If God forbid there'd be no Jews in the world counting weeks, I don't know if we'd have a Chag Shavuos. Chag Shavuos is a result of the fact that Klal Yisrael is counting the weeks. And it makes sense, because a Chag cannot be created by individuals. A Chag is a Chag Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Chagim to Am Yisrael. Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. It's Am Yisrael's Chagim. And when Bezin's Mekadesh the Chodesh, Mefarshim say, Bezin says, this Chodesh, let's say, Chodesh Tishrei, has Rosh Hashanah, has Yom Kippur, has Sukkos. It's part of Kiddush HaChodesh of the Bezin. And Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim, She Yisrael Mekadeshim hazmanim. So the Jewish people, it's basically, it's a mitzvah sibur. There are certain mitzvahs which are mitzvah of Am Yisrael. There are many mitzvahs which are mitzvahs yechidim, putting on tefillin, eating matzah. But other mitzvahs, Am Yisrael mitzvahs, conquering Eretz Yisrael, building a base of Migdash, making a melech, we're a nation. A Kaddish Baruch Hu gave us, as a nation, he gave us national mitzvahs. So, one of our national mitzvahs is to create and to celebrate Chagim. It's basically in Yerushalayim. We come there in the special Karbanos Musaf, to Karbanos Sibur, and Am Yisrael is a Regel. It's a Chag of Am Yisrael. So the Shavuos is the way that Am Yisrael is creating the Chag. So that we would call a mitzvah of the Tzibur. It's a mitzvah of the Tzibur to count Shavuos. Then, the Yomim is a different mitzvah. The Yomim is a mitzvah yachid. Each yachid has a mitzvah to count days, 49 individual days. And that, there's a Vilna Goin. The Vilna Goin says a general rule in Chumash, which has exceptions, but it's a pretty good rule. It works a lot of times. He says that when the Torah addresses a mitzvah to in the Lashon Yachid, it's to Am Yisrael. When the Torah addresses it Lashon Rabbim, it's to each Yochid. So that makes sense over here, because it says Shiva Shavuos Tisbaloch. Lashon Yochid means Am Yisrael counts Shiva Shavuos as a unit, Am Yisrael. Sfatem Lochem, each one of you count Yomim. That's a mitzvah Yochid. Got to call the Vunagari. Check Chumash, you'll see. That works many times, not always, but Kishatem Laos Al Yodecha, that's Lashon Rabbim. That's a mitzvah for each yochid to have tefillin. Kishinantam Levanecha, maybe Lashon Rab. Anyway, you have to go through a lot of psukim and see how it works out. But here it works very well that the mitzvah of the Shavuah is a mitzvah sibur, and the mitzvah of the yamim is a mitzvah siyachid. Now, this would explain a couple of very interesting psukim. The Beis HaLevi paskened that if a person forgot days, and in the middle he forgot to count the day. So the Beis HaLevi says that at the end of each week he can count with a bracha, the week. It's good to know. The Rav paskened like that. The Rav said, it says El Tzeda, you can rely on the four psak. In fact, I think the Mishnah Berurah quotes it also as a possibility. So that you can count once a week at the end of the week. What's the vod? The vod is that since at the end of the week, that's basically the mitzvah tzibur, so the tzibur is counting. So einachanami, I as a yochid, I missed the day. So I lost my mitzvah yochid. I can't make a bracha every night anymore because I lost my mitzvah of svat and lochem, shechemishim yoyim. But I'm part of Am Yisrael, and Am Yisrael is counting weeks. Am Yisrael didn't lose the count because I forgot one night. So every week is basically the mitzvah, the quanta beis alevi, it's once a week. Once a week, you get that mitzvah of the tzibur to count towards Chag Shavuos, so that if I can join with the tzibur once a week to make a bracha. The Rav passed like that. There's also a...
The seventh night,
right.
No, so if you forgot the seventh night, you could still...
Oh, forgot the seventh night. No. So... Then I don't know. In other words, if you forgot, you didn't participate in the tzibur's, I don't know. That's already a shaila.
According to you, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, the Yechidim just counted days, and the Beis HaMikdash they counted weeks, or the opposite, actually.
I don't know if this mitzvah, well, we'll come to the Zeich HaMikdash, why Amema changed it, but... I don't think that this has to do with Beis HaMikdash or not, because Am Yisrael is still, we'll see, with the Zeich HaMikdash. But let's say when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we were counting weeks to create the Chag Shavuos, Am Yisrael. The Rambam, he only says there's a mitzvah of weeks. He doesn't have two mitzvahs. So that could be good, that according to the Rambam, mainly you could maybe say that the mitzvah really is a mitzvah sibur. That's why he emphasizes the weeks. And in general, and the Rambam never said that if you miss a day, he says if you miss at night, you should count by yom. What's the Rambam say if you miss a complete day? I don't know. Anyway, this would be nice. I don't know exactly which Rishon would say it. You have to do a little bit more research, but it would fit very nicely into the psukim and into what Abaye says, mitzvah l'mim neshuah, mitzvah l'mim neyama, that they're two mitzvahs. And there's also a very strange psak of Rashi, which is brought down by the Rishonim from the Machzor of Vitri. Rashi, first Rashi in Shas, starts us off on a topic where he says that he had a minog to daven the early Ma'ariv. The early Ma'ariv in the summertime was already by Rashi in Ashkenaz, before Shkia, after Plag. So it opens up a whole Pandora's box of how you yotze mitzvahs Kriya Shema, mitzvahs Tefillah, and there's a long Tosfos about it, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and all the Rishonim. But Rashi begins Shas by telling us that he has a minog, even though the first Mishnah says you should say Kriya Shema after Tzeis. But he says, no, our minog is we start davening Ma'ariv very early. Still daylight. And this time, after Pesach, the days of Tak are very long, and if you're davening an early Ma'ariv, so what happens to Sfiras HaOmer? Sfiras HaOmer, the Gemara says, number 5, the Gemara says, maybe you should do the whole thing by day. Start to do everything only by day. Amos atamot sheva shabbos is tamimos. Zman shatam maslam is bev. You need tamimos, full days, full weeks. Tamimos. So you have to do it at night. Yochel yiktsa v'yavi v'yis. Maybe you should do the whole, everything at night. Talam emiyem ha'viyachem. No, you're supposed to bring the korban by day. Okay, tzad k'tzira. You cut the omer u'sfira b'layla. V'avar b'yoyim. Okay. So you cut the wheat, the barley, and you count at night, and you bring the korban by day. So here it says, you do it at night because of tamimos. So Rashi has this problem. He's davening Ma'ariv much earlier than Laila. So how is he, what's he going to do? So he says the following thing. What we do, he says, is that the chazan makes a bracha and counts Sfira Sa'omer. And everybody in the tzibur counts Sfira Sa'omer without a bracha. And then when they go home and late at night after tzeis, everybody counts again with a bruch. That's Rashi's minuk. Early Ma'ariv, Chazan makes a bracha and counts Sfira, and everybody counts, I guess, with him, relying on his bracha. They don't make their own bracha. When they come home, it's after tzeis, everybody counts again with a bracha. So it's a paradox of Sfira. If they were yotzei with the chazan, if for some reason Rashi thinks that you don't need Laila, you can count Sfira before Laila, which is a possibility. We'll see in Tosfos as such a possibility. So then let everybody make their own bracha and count early. And if he holds that you have to have tzeis, so what's the chazan doing, counting with a bracha before? And everybody says without a bracha, and then later on with a bracha. It's a very funny, strange minig, but it's a Rashi's minig. It's brought down by the Rishon. So, but according to what our idea, that maybe there are two mitzvahs going on, there's a mitzvah of the tzibur, and there's a mitzvah of a yochid, then maybe we could explain it. We could say like this. The mitzvah's yochid, tzvalochem chemishem sheva shabosu tzimimos tiyenu. Tisbu chamishim yoyim. That's an emor. That tak is a mitzvah of Laila. Laila begins the sphere for the yochid. It's like any mitzvah's Laila. Let's say kriya shema at night. Any other mitzvah you have to do at night. So eating matzah at night. So you need seisa kachovim. You need Laila. It's a mitzvah yachid which you have to do b'layla. However, the tzibur is a different kind of a mitzvah. They have to set up a counting towards Shavuos. It's not so much a maisa mitzvah like a yachid. He eats the matzah, he puts on the tefillin. It's his maisa mitzvah. The tzibur's mitzvah is basically to create chag Shavuos by connecting Pesach to Shavuos, that march through time. And there have to be koveya that each day is part of the week leading to the 7 weeks to Shavuos. So that kviyas is basically not so much a mitzvah, a maisa mitzvah of sfira, but it's a mitzvah of kviyas, to be koveya the yomim as yemei sfira, and to establish them as days of sfira, which integrate to weeks, which then at the end creates the chag. So it could be that after Plaga Mincha, it's already after Plaga Mincha. And after Plaga Mincha, there's already a connection to the next day. You already can light Shabbos candles. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can already daven Ma'ariv. So after Plaga Mincha, we can already say, I'm Koveya the next day, as the day of the Sfira as we march forward in time towards Shavuos. It's not a Maisa mitzvah of Sfira. It's a mitzvah of Kviyas HaYomim. So we Kovei the Yomim, the Shavuos, I can do it a little bit before Shkia, before it says it's the end of the previous day. I can you know, look into the immediate future and say, coming up is a new day of Sfira, of the Shavuos. So therefore, that could be the pshat, but the minhag is. The Chazan, he's not counting as a Yachid. He's not counting here as a Yachid, because it's not Laila. He's counting as the Shliach Tzibur for Am Yisrael to create the Zmanim, which are integrated to Shiva Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos, Tisbeloch, Rasiso Chag Shavuos. So he's counting as the Am Yisrael's representative to be Koveya, the Shavuos of the Chag. So he can do this even after Plaga Mincha. It's still daylight outside, but it's close enough to the next day to be Koveya that day as part of the Sphere of the Chag. So that's why his bracha, he makes this bracha, and people are counting Al Sibu. They're not Yotzer Mitzvahs Yochid, not even him. Then when they come home and it's already Laila, they do the Mitzvah of the Yochidim to count Yemei Sphere. And they stay there with the bracha. And even the Chazan himself, when he comes home at night, will say another bracha, because now he's doing a Petarus Yochid. This, I think, is a very, very interesting, startling explanation of that minute of Rashi.
1921,
once a week or every day, towards the week. Every day. Okay, but that's what the Beis Halevi thought, that the main mitzvah of the weeks is every week, but apparently according to Rashi, it's every part of the week is also a mitzvah, because the week is a compilation of all its parts, so therefore every part is considered counting weeks, every day. This, by the way, solves a problem which Rabbi Soloveitchik, the Rav, had. The Rav had a tremendous problem with the way we count Sfira and Shul. His problem was like this. How do we count Sfira and Shul? The Chazan gets up and he, with a loud voice, he says the bracha and he counts the day. And then everybody else repeats the bracha and counts the day. It seems very simple. But the Rav said it's very difficult. Why? Because the Rav has a Torah that according to the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, if you have no kavana lotzeis, but you hear a bracha from someone and you say amen, you yotzei the bracha. There's one din of Shemeya Kaona, the Rav says, that he's mechaven to be motzi you and you're mechaven to be yotzei from him, so he transfers his bracha or his tefillah to you, b'chas hamazon or whatever. But there's another din that the Rambam quotes one din Shomer Ka'ona, Mechavan Lotzeis, Mechavan Lahotzi, Mechavan Lotzeis, there's Kavana. Then the Rambam says, Ona, Omein, Acha Brocha, Hareza Kim Mavorech. If you answer the Omein, you get the din of being a Mavorech. So the Rav was Medayik, that according to the Rambam, just saying Omein Stam gives you the Brocha. You have to have Kavana not to be Yotzin. But if you don't think about it, you're Yotzin. Even if you don't have kavana to transfer, just the word amen itself, amen boy bracha, there's a gemara in Shavuos that has a lashon, that amen boy bracha, amen itself is bracha. When you say the amen, you're repeating the words of the bracha. So you're repeating them, so you said the bracha. So the Rav says, I don't understand what's going on here by Sfiras HaOmer. People are listening to the Chazan. Bracha, bracha, shema. Okay, maybe that's a hefsek. Okay, that's a good point. So, these people are saying Amen, and without Kavana, they're getting the bracha. So how can they repeat the bracha again? So he instituted in his shul that people should say the bracha together with the Chazan. But I tried it a few times, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it. First of all, I don't always remember the day. So say a bracha, and I'm trying to remember which day it is. Meanwhile, I don't have to hear the Chazan. He's saying it out loud, and how am I supposed to say it? Anyway, it was very hard to do. Very hard. So, It's one of these things I've upset to do, but it never caught on, because it's just not practical. So I have in mind when I say the Amen, I don't want that bracha. I don't want my Amen to be a bracha. So then I'm okay. Because Mechavin against it, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. But not that many people have this in mind. They don't want to be Yotze with the Amen of the Chaz. So I wanted to suggest a pshat to explain the minig and to solve the problem of the Rav. You can say it like this. The Chazan, when he counts out loud, he's really doing two mitzvahs. He's counting for himself a mitzvah yachid. But he's also counting, as we said, when the Chazan counts, it's a count of Klai Yisrael, because there's a minyan. Minyan is Adas Yisrael. So he's counting for Am Yisrael to get the Chag Shavuos. So Eino Chanami, when I say the Amen, I get credit for the bracha, and I get credit for the count of Am Yisrael. But I don't want to be Yotze my personal count with him. Everybody in Shul has in mind. It's clear that it's clear like now it's Sunday morning. It's clear that like at night is at night. That no one in Shul is there to be Yotze with the Chazan's personal count. They want to make their own personal count. That's a clear. That's 100% muchach. That's full das. So we definitely have das not to be yotze any mitzvahs yochid with the chazan. We just want to be yotze the mitzvah sibu with the chazan. So Mamel is very good. When we say that omen, we're taka splitting what he does. He's taka doing two things. For himself, he's doing a mitzvah yochid, and for the tzibu, he's counting for the tzibu to get to shavuos. When we listen and we say omen, we're taka saying omen. I'm asking to get the bracha and get the count of the tzibur, which you did for us. You counted for the tzibur. However, I never wanted that count should be my personal count. So I now make my own bracha and say my own count for my personal mitzvah of Sfiras Omer. So Enfid, I'm minig, even according to the Rambam. Yeah, maybe. If you actually participated in the count of the tzibur, so then you, in a certain way, you didn't miss the day. But I mean, you're in shul, you're going to count. So I don't think it's very common in your situation. Yeah.
Would this idea explain the Ramban who says that women are chayav in Sfiras Omer? Perhaps they're only chayav in the mitzvah as a tzibur, as an individual, to say they're chayav in the mitzvah as an Ramban.
That's very good. You could say that. There's this Ramban that is quoted, some claim it's a printer's error, but anyway, there could be such a Ramban that women are chayiv in Sfiras Omer. So that could explain very well there. Mitzvah seisha zman grama, personal mitzvahs. Let's say lulav, or shofar, sukkah, these are personal mitzvahs, but Am Yisrael mitzvahs, women are obligated, even if it's a mitzvah saseh shazman grama. That could explain, for example, by the binyan beis hamigdash. So women contributed to the mishkan. The gemara says that ein bonim migdash b'layla. You don't build the beis hamigdash at night. All the work has to be a daytime work. Why are women obligated in binyan based on mikdash? The answer is a part of the tzibur. When you're part of the tzibur, the two of mitzvah shazman grama doesn't apply. So then, if Sfiras Omer is a mitzvah tzibur, you could argue very well that that's why women are obligated in Sfiras Omer, not as a yachid, but as part of Am Yisrael, to create Chag Shavuos. Makes a lot of sense. I just want to say a little bit of a hashkafa, I guess. Why is it that we have a mitzvah sibu and a mitzvah siyachid here in Sfiras Omer? So first of all, Okay, we explained the Chag has to have a Tzibur to create the Chag. But there's much more to it, because this Chag is the Chag of Matan Torah. And who was Torah given to? Torah was not given to the Yechidim. Torah was given to the Tzibur. This is a very interesting question. Who got the Torah? Was the Torah given to Am Yisrael, or was the Torah given to each individual Jew? So it's a big shiloh about this. But in the bracha we say, Shebacha banu mikolo amim, v'nastan lanu es Torah so. It seems that it was given to Am Yisrael. Shebacha banu mikolo amim. You could say, maybe there are two brachas. We say one bracha, Shebacha banu mikolo amim, v'nastan lanu es Torah so. That's the bracha of the Tzibur, that Am Yisrael got the Torah. And we have another bracha, Ashekachanam in mitzvahs of the Tzibur, nu lasik v'divrei seirah. That sounds like more of a mitzvah of a yachid. Ashekachanam in mitzvahs of the Tzibur, nu lasik v'divrei seirah. Every person should be Isaac and Torah. Could be Torah. There are two mitzvahs, a mitzvah Tzibur, a mitzvah yachid. Pashup Shah, the Ramban says in Chumash, he claims that Torah was given, Avad was given to Am Yisrael, because that's black and white in the Psukim. However, the Ramban says the Lashon of the Aseres Hadibros, Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicho, he says Lashon Yachid, the Torah was given to each Yachid. Each Yachid. Even though according to the Vilna Gaon, it's not a Raya, because according to the Vilna Gaon, when it says Lashon Yachid, it means Am Yisrael. Anoich Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicho, means Am Yisrael. According to the Vilna Gaon. But Ramban Chumash says the opposite. He says, Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sicho, is each Yachid. It's each Yachid got the Torah. Parsha Pshat, because we have these two brachas, we have a brach, Asher Bocha Bona Mikolo Amin, and another brach, Asher Ketshon Mitzvah Tzvanu Lasoik, and Vareb Noa, Tzivei Sosa Befinu, Befi Zamcha Beis Yisrael, Kolonu, it's my Mitzvah Yachid. So there's a Mitzvah, it was given to Amin, it was given to each Yachid. So we could say like this, that could be is the reason why they attack two mitzvahs here. One mitzvah is, but the main Matan Torah was for Am Yisrael, that's for sure, the main Matan Torah. If you wouldn't have Am Yisrael, Hashem would not give the Torah to the Yechidim. Gave to Am Yisrael, and then it gives each Yachid. So, the main mitzvah of Matan Torah is for Am Yisrael. So therefore, Am Yisrael has to be the ones who are counting towards Kabbalah HaTorah. We as a nation are anticipating getting the Torah. So therefore we have this count from Pesach to Shavuos as a nation in anticipation to get to the Chag of Matan Torah, which was given to us as a nation. That's the count. Right. Then we have a mitzvah yachid every night because, okay, the nation is going to get the Torah, but, you know, a nation which is full of people who are not ready and not qualified, so what kind of a Matan Torah will it be? Be a Matan Torah to a nation of Amaratzim, who people are not interested. So the yachidim have to get ready to participate in this national Kabbalah HaTorah. So there's another mitzvah for each yachid to count day by day by day to get himself ready, or maybe herself ready, for Kabbalah HaTorah. That's the Chor L'Pshat, why there are two mitzvahs here. There's a mitzvah Tzibur and a mitzvah Yachid. The mitzvah Tzibur is the Ikar Matan Torah was for the Tzibur, and the mitzvah Yachid is the Ritkonen to get ready to be part of the Tzibur, to accept the Torah. Right. And that's basically the way we do it. Now, getting back to the Gemara, the end of number 5, so we have here a machlokes between Abaye and Ameima. Abaye said nowadays we should count days and weeks like regular. Rabbanan on Ameima said count days and don't count weeks. Zeicher l'migdashu. It's only a zeicher l'migdash. Okay, we don't pass in Ameima. We count days and weeks. So But a meimar is a curiosity to try to understand what is he saying. Based upon our theory that the mitzvah of Shavuos is the mitzvah of the tzibur, and the mitzvah of the yomim is basically the mitzvah of the yochid. So according to that theory, the meimar is saying that b'zman hazeh, you count yomim, you don't count Shavuos. Why? Because b'zman hazeh, we don't have to keep, the Tzibur doesn't have to create Chag Shavuos, because we have a calendar. In the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when you had Kiddush HaChodesh Al Pi Riya, and there was an active monthly Kiddush HaChodesh and creating of Chagim, Kaddish Lav Azmanim, so part of the Kiddush of Shavuos was the regular Kiddush HaChodesh, but also the counting of the weeks by Am Yisrael was Mekadesh Chag Shavuos. But nowadays we don't do this anymore because we have a calendar which was created thousands of years ago.
After the time of Hillel HaSheni or Hillel HaAcharon?
Probably, I don't know. I think the Rambam says that the Kiddush HaChodesh went to the time of Abai and Rav. So around that time it switched. So it could be, so this is one pshat, that maybe the Kiddush HaChodesh had stopped, so he says Shavuo is the mitzvah of the tzibur. We don't have to do that anymore because the chag is established through a pre-existing calendar. Oh, we should do the mitzvahs yachid. Okay. And Abaye says that, let's say there is a calendar, but still the tzibur counts. Shavuos, the tzibur is adding, even nowadays we're adding kedusha to chag Shavuos, because it's chag matan Torah. So there's one thing, the Bez Din of Hillel created the Kedusha Sachag, but this other level of that it's Man Matan Torah, and Am Yisrael is getting ready for Torah and being Makadosh the Chag for Torah, that even nowadays we can do. It's not, doesn't stop because there's a previous calendar. That's what Abaye says. That's why according to Abaye it could be it's a mitzvah deraisa. That's why the Rambam, he feels that it's a mitzvah deraisa back in number 4, according to Abaye. Nothing changed. I may have thought things changed. Right. Or, another way to look at it, is Zeicha L'Migdashu. Because a Meimah might think the Torah links the counting to the Karbonos in Parshas Emor. And we don't have these Karbonos. So since we don't have these Karbonos, so therefore the mitzvah ceased with the Raisa. And once it ceased with the Raisa, so it's only a Zecher. And the Zecher you have to do in a little different way. You don't do it the regular way. Don't want people getting confused to think it's a mitzvah the Raisa. So he dropped the weeks. The connection to the Karbonos is somewhat puzzling. Maybe we could say that even though, as we explained, the basic count has to do with the Chag Shavuos, which has to do with Kabbalah Satorah, but Torah is Lilmod V'Lasos. That's the big chiddush of the Torah, that they're mitzvahs, maises, you have to not just sit and learn, you have to do. So the Torah created two mitzvahs, one at the beginning, the Omer, one at the end, the Shteir Lechem, to go with this project of Talmud Torah and Kabbalah Satorah, but you begin it with a mitzvah and you end with a mitzvah because Amanas Lasos, and the best place to do mitzvahs is based on Mikdash, because that's where the Shechin is, and that's really Am Yisrael, the Makom of Am Yisrael. So you do a mitzvah tzibur, the mitzvah of the Korban Omer is a mitzvah tzibur, and the mitzvah of the Shtei Lechem at the end is also a mitzvah tzibur. And so it's fitting to, as you create the Kiddush of Chag Shavuos for Torah, to have a mitzvah tzibur of a Korban, especially a Korban, two kabbanos at the beginning of the sfira and at the end of the sfira. So that's what our Maimah thought, that those kabbanos are ma'akev. However, we paskin, it's nice, it's good to have kabbanos, but they're not ma'akev. We pass like the Rambam, that's a mitzvah deraisa. Nowadays also. Okay. Now, I want to talk about... However, let's look a little bit at this number 6 in the Tosfos, Zechel HaMikdash. Tosfos says, Nira de besofet chashecha yochel levorech, ein soch lahad machihei vaday laila, ki even shusveka de rabbona. Tosfos has a different shot in the Gemara. Tosfos doesn't learn like the Rambam, that according to Abaye, the mitzvah is deraisa. So Tosfos Abaye agrees with our Maimah, the mitzvah is de rabbonon. Mitzvah is only midrabbanon, because without the kabbanos, there's no mitzvah. Okay? Midraisa. It's only midrabbanon. There he comes up with a very big chiddush that you can count spheres to omer midrabbanon bein hashmashes. Because you say suffolk drabbanon lekula. Midraisa, you need laila. Forget about the rashi and all that. Poshim shad in the Gemara is tzmimais, you need laila for sphere. But he says, since it's only midrabbanon, so sofik hashecha yochel levorach, ain solim samvad, elai sofik drabbanon lekula. Now the Ran, he jumps and disagrees with this Tosfos. He says, sofik drabbanon lekula means you're potter from a mitzvah, not that you should do the mitzvah. There's a big machlokes here between Tosfos and the Ran. When you have a sofik drabbanon about a mitzvah, does that mean you can do it, or does that mean you should not do it? Tosfos interprets sofik drabbanon lekula that you waive the requirements of a deraisa and you do the mitzvah midrabbanon in a lenient way. The Ran says, fakir, you're potter from the mitzvah. You're potter from the mitzvah.
Why do we wait that mayor of late on Shavuos? It's really to wait to Tamimais.
To get to Tamimais.
It's really not necessary.
According to Tosfos, for sure not, you don't have to wait. Right? According to the Rambam, maybe yes, because the Rambam never had an early count of Sfira. The Rambam only says count at night, he never counted earlier. We spoke about some of the, intriguing shitos of counting early, but the Rambam is straight halachas, you have to wait for Tzeisa Kochavim, especially if it's a deraisa. What? Yeah, you want to light candles, all sorts of right. So
it seems to say it's from the pasuk itself, the etzem hayamazan. He says that it tells you that you wait till really.
Oh, okay.
He has a totally different limud.
Yeah, for Shavuos, okay. Okay, it's a chiddush that you can count, and then Tosfos actually even says that you might even be able to count by day, like Rashi. Next line. Vod Omer, another idea I want to say, he says, the second line in the Tosfos, that Fula B'yoyim, Samach L'chashecha Odov M'shum T'mimais. He says it's even better to count after Plag, before the sun goes down, you get T'mimais. Because basically the mitzvah is to establish the day. So I can, if I do it at the before, I'm establishing the whole day. So there is a kula here in the Tosfos to count Sfira Bein HaShemashes, and even before, like Rashi, but even more than Rashi, Tosfos says you can do the whole thing. You can mamash count as a yochid before the Shkia. That the Mishnah Berurah and the Poskim think is too much of a kula. But Bein HaShemash is a lot of Poskim are makel to die.
Would be the previous day.
Oh yeah, now the question is like this. Let's say someone asked me this question. According to this Tosfos, which might be the Psak, it could be it's a Psak that we can rely on it b'dieved, if we have such a case. I mean, a lot of times people are doing it. They're counting nowadays Sfira Bein HaShemash because of this Tosfos. Because they're afraid people won't count when they get home. So they might as well count in shul. And suffer to abana lakula. So, But let's say a person forgot. He remembers Bein HaShemashos. He wants to count 2 days. He wants to count the day before and the next day, Bein HaShemashos. Can he count both days? So it will be a Tata Desasri. He's going to say, I'm going to count Bein HaShemashos the previous day because it's Yom. I'm going to count Bein HaShemashos the next day because it's Laila. It's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. And at the Rabban, I go Lekula. I go both ways Lekula in a paradoxical way. Can you do that? So that... that's a machloikus in the Paiskim. Can you say a Suffolk Rabbanu Lekula where it's a paradox, the Tata Desasri? Let's say, to daven Mincha and Maariv after Plag, before Shkia, do you have to wait? Can you do Mincha and Maariv back-to-back, Bein HaShemashos, or Mincha and Maariv back-to-back? It's because it's a paradox. It's also your passing Rebbe Yehuda, your passing the Chachamim. It's a machlokes. So some people, Rabbi Moshe Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, said you could do the Tata Desasri. He passed it. The Rav told us that he allowed the paradoxical.
Could you flip the order?
That would be strange. Okay. Chreisnish. Okay. Anyway, it's good to know that there's a psak of the Rav that you can do a Tata Desasri in Bein HaShemashos. You can count both days, the previous day and the next day, during the Shkia of Bein HaShemashos, based on this Tosfos. And everything is Midrabbanan. Okay, it's not the Rambam. It's not the Rambam. Not the Rambam. Nah, okay? Okay, we did that, we did this. Okay, now I want to pick up... There's a Bala Mor, number 7. He asks a few very interesting questions. Sphir sa omer, yesha sholin, ma tam, einana omen boizman. Sphir sa omer, how come you don't say a broch of shechiyonu? For old ma tam, einana usofim, beloi brocha beyom tosheni shel Pesach. How can you make a brocha the second night of Pesach? Oh, the third line, Matam Einonu Sofrim Shtei Sfirus Mesofik. Why don't you count twice? Because on Oisim Shnei Yom Tovim Mesofik, we do 2 Yom Tovim Mesofik. So you should count Sfira twice. In other words, you have a Yontav Sheni. Yontav Sheni means maybe this is the first day Yontav Midrabbanan. So I should start counting at the end of Yontav Rishon, but then second night I should count, start again, because of the Yontav Sheni. So every night I should have 2 Sfiras. Means the first night of Shuras, you will do a Sfira, because of your Suffolk. Okay. So he says, Klala Shaldova, Eino Lahach Misfiras, Omer Shein El Azecha Ba'alma. Vach Askin Ebeducht Be'menochas, Amei Mamon Yemamon Eshu, Azecha Migdashu. Avish onu monim yomim ushvus miniku biyodenu hatinu zman ein lanu. Okay, so he says basically he thinks that Sfiras HaOmer is only really a zeicha l'migdash, so all these chumras are not necessary to say shachiyanu and to count twice a zeicha l'migdash, even though Abai said you do count days and weeks, but you don't have to come up with every possibility. Okay, so I want to give some other possible answers to these questions. The 2 questions he has, the 2 main questions, are why don't you say Shechiyanu? It's a mitzvah which comes once a year. Usually a mitzvah comes once a year, Shofar, Lulav, Sukkah, you say Shechiyanu. And then why don't you count double Sfira? Because of a Suffolk Diyomi, I keep it on to Sheni. So first Teretz is we could say, okay, the Bala Mor himself gives a very interesting Teretz, which I didn't read, about 6 lines down. He says, O shalom asinu bircha zman ala badova sheyesh b'shum ano, kon netilas lo shubol simcha, ki yeshayif lezichon ben yisalavim shemayim, mikum gilad achas achman ala b'pakin, apilin ha-ben, Right. Sphere Omer, ain't bozecha l'shuma no la agmas nafshein l'chuban beis ma'avoyenu. He says that Sphere Omer is avelus. Don't say shachiyon on avelus. Because when the Gemara says zeichel amigdash, so the different place the Gemara says do this zeichel amigdash. One of the things is don't completely paint your house, leave a patch. That's a sign of avelus. So you put ashes on the chassan's head, zeichel amigdash, to have some avelus. He said that the Sphiris HaOmer we're doing is avelus. No, he holds it as avelus from the time of the Gemara. Not because of Rabbi Akiva's students. Rabbi Akiva's students is a symptom of a Chorban, that there was a Chorban and there was Sinas Chinam, and Jews died, and students died. But it's really Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That's what we're upset about. So, Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the sphere is to remember the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. So actually, the Rav pointed out that in our sphere, this sort of a paradox, we make a bracha, and we counting sounds like a regular mitzvah to Rabbanon. But then we say, Rachman, who yachz alon avodas beis hamikdash, we say something, shem koma. So that sounds like it's because of avelos of a chuvan beis hamikdash, like the Baal Amor. So therefore he says there's no shechiyonah simcha. And there's no simcha during sphere soma. That's the Baal Amor's basic tenets. Kiddush? That's a chag. That's simcha. But sphira is avelus. That's what he said. Now, another teretz is like this. You say shechiyanu when the zman creates the mitzvah. Let's say Rosh Hashanah creates a mitzvah. Shofar, Sukkot creates a mitzvah. Lulav and Sukkah. Here, especially the way that Baal Amor is passing, the whole thing is midrabbanon. So basically, what creates the mitzvah? The carbon. Okay, so how happens that carbon comes on Pesach, the Omer. But my sphere is triggered by a carbon. My sphere is not triggered by the Zman. If they wouldn't bring the carbon Omer, you'd have a problem with the sphere. I don't know. But what would be Bezman Beis HaMikdash? But nowadays there is no Beis HaMikdash, where he says there's no carbon, and therefore he says there's no mitzvah deraisa. So the carbon is what triggers it. So they don't say Shechiyanu when there's a trigger, which is not the Zman. The carbon taka has a Zman. So maybe for that carbon we would say Shechiyanu. When you bring the carbon Omer, the coin would say Shechiyanu, it's the Zman of the carbon. But then I can't sphere because I have a carbon. The carbon makes me, I did Katsira, they cut the Omer, and the Katsira Somer is Machayev, the night of Katsira Somer is Machayev Sphira Somer. So it's not a Mr. Kriya Shabom Zman Lazman, it's Bom Macarbon Lacarbon. So that's why there's no Shechiyanu, that's what you could give a Teretz. This also, by the way, would explain that Ramban, that the Ramban might hold that women are Chayev, it's not a Mr. Say Shazman Grama, because it's the carbon is garden, not the Zman. So therefore, women are chayiv. Now, as far as the question of why don't you count Sphira twice, that the Rav gave a very interesting teretz. He said like this, we keep Yontav Sheni. Right? And the Gemara Taka says, Sveika, it's a Suffolk Yontav. But the Rav says a chiddush. The Rav says it's not that there's a real suffix for us, because we have a calendar. We're just keeping this minig avasein nebi yodein. We keep a second day yontav like they used to do. Okay. For us, and we keep it medin suffix. Sometimes we use the din of a suffix, right? Basish no, the bezer muteres bezer. But we didn't say that there's a real suffix in the calendar, the Rav said. We created, midrabbanon, minig avasein b'yodeinu, we created a kedushas, yontav sheni, which is a kedushas suffix. The yontav sheni, and yontav vishon maybe in comparison, has a din of suffix yontav. But it didn't say that the whole year's calendar is a suffix. I don't know what today's date is. I don't know, sometime in Iyar. What is it? Tomorrow? Tuesday is... Today is the 4th. Tomorrow's Yom Ha'atzmaut. Hey. Ah, okay. I thought they're celebrating here on Tuesday.
Yeah,
it's a Nitcha. Why is it a Nitcha?
Shabbos.
Oh, to Yom Hazikaron, it's Nitcha, so therefore, okay. So, I didn't know. It's a double Nitcha. So instead of everything is pushed off a day. Anyway, so, are we going to say that the whole year is a suffix? Because Rabbanu Masak and Yontav Sheni Shel Galuyos. So for every Jew in the world, when we make a contract, I sold my house to you today. What date am I going to put in the contract? Oh, Dalad Iyar, oh, hey, Iyar, I don't know. Every contract will have a suffix date. Every marriage will be a suffix date, the Ksuba. No one ever said such an absurd thing that the suffix of Yontav Sheni creates a suffix in the Jewish calendar the whole year. It's a special takana that Yontav Sheni has a kedusha of suffix. That's it. As far as that day, it's a din of suffix. But not that the whole year is a suffix. The whole year is vaday. We know what our calendar is. Sfiras Omer has nothing to do with the Yontav. Sfiras Omer, it has to do with that particular, first of all, the carbon, the date. So it's Tez Zayin Nisan. Begins Sfiras Omer, the 16th of Nisan. It begins Sfiras Omer. That's it. So the question of counting twice is not a question. That's what the Rav answered. The thing is, why would the Baal HaMor even ask such a question? It seems so obvious, because the Torah says Mimochos HaShabbos Tisperu, that from the Yontiv you should count. So he takes that very literally. If it's a Yontav Sheni, so you should say Memachos HaShabbos, start counting. Midrabanan, a second count. But the thing is that, you don't have to dash in the Pasuk so literally Memachos HaShabbos, that the Yontav creates the mitzvah of the count. The count has nothing to do with the Yontav. It's not a mitzvah Yontav. It's a mitzvah of begins Chol HaMoed. It doesn't have anything to do with the Yontav. It only has to do with the carbon and or the date, Tezayin Nisan. And the mail of the date is not a suffix. There's no reason to count twice. That's what the Rav said. And I think it makes a lot of sense. The Rav's a Pashta Teretz. There's no real suffix. There's only a Kedushas Yontav Sheni suffix. Okay. Now, it's one last about from the Rav, and then we'll stop here. Someone forgot at night, so he counts the next day. Just a Shulchan Aruch pass like that. He counts the next day by Yom without a bracha, because some Rishonim hold that the night is Ma'akev. But then the following night, since he counted by day, he makes a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah and all the Poskim, they explain the Pesach like this. They say, we say Suffolk to Rabbanan Lekula. When you have a Suffolk about a mitzvah, it's a Rabbanan, so you don't make a bracha. Right? However, if you have a Svek, if you have a double Suffolk leaning towards doing the mitzvah, then you will make a bracha. So that's not right. In other words, we say suffik brachas lahakel when it's a 50-50 suffik. But if it's a 75-25 suffik leaning towards making the bracha, you'll make the bracha misuffik. That's what they pass. So we may like this. If a guy is a double suffik, first of all, there's a machlokes. If someone misses a whole day, he misses a whole day, does he continue to count? Some Mishnayim say yes, some Mishnayim say no. At the very end of that Tosfos says, if you look at the very end of 6, Pasuk Balachas Gedolah, Shem Hifsek Yoim Echad V'Lo Sofa, Shuv Einu Sofa. Shem Deboitim, if you missed one day, you're out. V'Teim Gedolah Hu V'Lo Yitochin. I don't agree. He says it's impossible. For sure, you miss a day, you continue to count. So there's a Machlokes, first of all, if you miss a whole day, do you count? Then there's another Machlokes, if you miss the night, can you count by day? Some say counting by day is good enough, but the Rambam Paskins is good enough. Tosfos himself holds them over there, it's not good. So if a person missed the night and he counted by day, there's a double suffix with a two-thirds chance in his favor that he can continue. First of all, he might have, even if you miss a whole day, there's a 50-50 that you can continue with a bracha. Okay, you wouldn't do it because 50-50 we don't make a bracha if you miss a whole day. But here, he counted by day. So there's another suffix, because some people say counting by day is good enough, and you would make a bracha by day. So because it's the day itself is a 50-50, so he doesn't make a bracha by day. But you get to the next night, he has now two out of three, six, whatever it is, that he's okay, because even if he missed the whole day, he could go ahead. And here, he didn't miss the whole day. He counted by day, and day might work. So two chances. The only way it wouldn't work is if you say day is no good, and you miss a whole day, it doesn't work. You have to say two things are no good, then he's out of the count. But if one of the two things is good, then he's in the count. So when you have that kind of what they call a svek sveka levarech, where it's tilted in the favor of the bracha, so that's why we make the bracha. That's what the Perskim say. However, the Rav gave him a more simple pshat. That's a more complicated, sophisticated pshat. But the Rav gave a simple pshat. He said, like we said before, there's a mitzvah to count the zman. That's like eating matzah at the right time, etc. So let's say you have to count at night. That's the zman. But there's also a din to be koveya, to determine the days as part of the count, to keep the count going. So if you miss a whole day, now a night, no day, so that's it. Your count is discontinued. You can't continue. But if you miss the night and you said the day, so enochanami, you didn't get a mitzvah for the day. It's the wrong time. But you were koveya the day. You gave the day a designation. You gave it the number because it's still within that 24-hour period. So since you gave it the number, the next night you can continue with the bracha because your count is continuous. You didn't get a mitzvah for that day, but you did get a continuation of the count. Okay, Yisroel Kol, everybody.